podcast. If you want family friendly, go listen to Coaster Fucking Radio.
Well, that's embarrassing.
And we're back!
Oh, Jesus. Yes, we are. We are back, and it is episode 52 of Ride This One Podcast. Welcome!
Welcome, and guess what else is back? My back pain.
Ah, oh, congratulations.
Yes, collectively we're dying.
I think we are, and we'll get into that in a moment, but hello everyone, I'm glad that you are tuning in to the most sultry episode of Ride This One you will ever hear, as today, it's just the three sexiest of the podcast. It's me, Slater, of course. I have the best tits around. You have Muscle Daddy, also has the best tits around. And you have Ducky, who has no tits at all. How are you doing, Ducky?
Oh, I'm doing great. And I have no ass either, also. It's matching. Well, it's just flat as a board back there, so.
I don't know. When I was in it last night, it sure seemed to be there.
I bet you got an adorable little bubble butt.
Well, of course you don't remember. I Cosby'd it. And how you doing, Muscle Daddy?
Well, I think I finally figured out why I don't like Bybee's fucking face.
See, I was fine with his fucking face. It's just his normal face I wasn't fond of.
Nah, it starts out, it just gets wider as it goes up.
Wait, what?
It's like a broom.
Oh, so what you're saying is, you know how like guys are chasing that like that V shape for their torso? He just has it in the head.
Like. It's more of a U shape. Mm.
Yep. Oh, man. These and other things said by Paul when he wasn't around.
You still got to come on our show, Taylor.
Yeah, he does. Is it Taylor? Is it Tyler? I can't keep track.
I don't fucking know. I'm going to refer to him as Bybee.
It's whatever. It's some generic white boy name. I don't know. He looks like a Taylor or a Tyler. He looks like he could be from, mind you, and I'm going to stress this, from a British boy band, as they have lower standards.
Absolutely.
So, Muscle Daddy, what have you been up to?
Oh, not much. Went and saw some family for the 4th of July. Went down to Six Flags over Georgia, and I actually enjoyed myself.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Wow. You didn't eat a shitty burger and puke, did you?
Oh, God, no. I didn't fucking actually eat food there.
Oh, that's probably for the best, actually. That's probably why you had a good time.
It's because he couldn't. Goliath ate them. They're completely out of food. Goliath goes there, they're always out. Oh. So
they were just like, man, this giant red-haired fuck ate everything, man. He ate the fucking sporks.
Oh no, Forky. Oh. Now, and we'll get back to you having a good time at Over Georgia. That just doesn't seem natural. But how have you been, Ducky? What you been up to?
I've been working my ass off. That's why I wasn't here at the last episode. Sorry. You probably didn't miss me that much, guys, but I'm sorry I wasn't here.
Oh, that's right. You weren't there.
No. You know, we replaced one faggot with another. It's fine.
But next week I'm going to be at Cedar Point for the first time this year, so I'm pumped for that.
Oh wait, so you're not going to be on next week's episode?
I guess unless I call in the morning before we went to the park or something. I'll have my laptop. I don't know how good the Wi-Fi will be, but we might figure something out. At the very least, I'll have
Muscle
a call
Daddy.
In.
Well,
God damn it, we need a communal calendar.
We do. We desperately do. You know what's funny, though? I always manage to make it. So, I don't know. I just care more. I don't know.
Hey, I do my best. I rarely miss.
So, what's going on next week, though?
Oh, you know, it's a very, very, very special episode next week.
Okay, because usually we record like every 2 weeks, so this is weird. We're going to be recording like a week after this one.
We're trying to do more episodes one, but it's special because we are having Muscle Daddy's wife on.
Oh, okay. So we're finally going to find out all the good juicy details about that Muscle Daddy cock.
Yes.
I mean, she talked about it on Twitter.
I recall her refusing to talk about it more than anything.
Oh, you better tell her she can't come on unless she's going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Oh, she knows.
Okay, good.
Good.
Then this is going to be a fun episode.
She's welcome to.
I hope I can make it.
Tell her she also has to enclose pictures. That's expected.
So. That's fine.
We have to see her penis.
If she doesn't want to talk about my cock, there's some women out there that'll talk about it.
That would be great. We should just do, for the next several months, just people that you fucked.
Get a list of all your flings and exes, and we'll just call one every episode.
And we'll do that. We'll do that with everybody. So, you know what? Oh, just in fairness, let's start with Goliath, because there's only one person we got to talk to.
There we go.
His right hand.
You know, and- I always would check the... You know, the ladies that I was with, I would always check their Facebook about 9 months after I quit talking to them, just in case.
It's just important when sending a dick pic, make sure your face is not visible. That's just the most important thing. Like, my dick is everywhere online, but my face is not shown. So, I'm just saying. Everyone has probably seen it. If you've seen a dick, you've probably seen mine. I wish that was a joke. So,
oh, Slater, if I want to see your dick, it wouldn't take much.
Oh, of course not, honey. It's detachable. I'll send it in the mail.
That actually sounds nice for, like, hygienic purposes. You could just, like, pop it off and clean it off. That'd be perfect.
Is it that hard to wash your genitals? Do you really feel you need to remove them?
Anything to make it easier, I guess.
Ducky's like, I'd really like to have my own dick in my mouth, but I'm just not that flexible.
If there was anyone on this podcast that could probably suck his own dick, it's Ducky.
Oh, God.
It's true. It's true. You know what? I would love it, because dildos are expensive. It was detachable. I could just fuck myself with it. You know? Hey, fuck me.
Well, be honest. If I had to buy a dildo, it'd be one of those bad dragon dildos, just because they're interesting.
To me, those are mantelpieces. They're for display.
Yeah.
They're just interesting. I kind of just want to buy one.
Well, you should. And it should be like the pet of the show. It will name it. It'll be lovely. Oh, that's right. We were supposed to talk about theme parks and shit. So let's go ahead, Muscle Daddy, though. Looks like you went to Six Flags Over Georgia and gasp, you had a good time.
I did, actually. It did not start off fucking well. 5 minutes in, I was sending you all texts. I'm like, fuck this place. I want to fucking leave. I don't ever want to fucking come back. Because literally, I get in. I go over to get my Flash Pass. On my little membership thing, all the stuff, the coupons, all that shit, says free Flash Pass upgrade. So I'm like, all right, awesome. Get up there. Oh, you can't use that. It's for Diamond Elite only.
Hmm.
I said, then why the fuck do I have 6 of them? I don't know, but you can't use it.
Oh, bullshit.
Yeah. So then I go to get a locker to put my shit in for the day. So I can go ride fucking Goliath, the coaster, not the fat one. And it takes my money and doesn't give me a locker.
Oh. Uh-oh.
You have a bad history with lockers, Muscle Daddy.
I have a bad history
with lockers.
You
truly do.
I gotta say, I found an employee who worked with the lockers. He was awesome. He gave me my money back, gave me a free locker. Super good dude.
And you only had to suck his dick once.
I did.
And I imagine a Six Flags employee dick is not good dick. I mean, and there's two reasons. First of all, mainly all greasy teenagers. It was probably illegal what you had to do.
Mm-hmm. No. He was a middle-aged black man.
Okay. But even so, working at Six Flags in Georgia, summer day, outside, that had to have been some stank-ass dick.
I'm not sure that he was an actual Six Flags employee, though. I think he might have just been with the locker company.
He just knew how to break into the lockers.
Can we just be honest? You, Muscle Daddy is like Disney. He fucks with black people. I'm just... Can we talk about this? I'm done with Georgia. We talk about them enough, just like we do Dollywood and Silver Dollar.
All right, well, let me just say this. Goliath, that fucking roller coaster, is still meh. Okay? I gave you your best shot.
I want to bring that up again in a minute after we talk about this Disney discussion.
I know
discussion.
You do. I know what you want to bitch about.
Okay, we'll talk about this.
I have a maybe unpopular opinion from what I've seen online, but having been on two B&M... hypercoasters, I just didn't like Diamondback. Goliath was so much better than Diamondback. In basically every way.
Here's my thing. I feel like with B&M hypercoasters, you have to have a certain mind frame. And you have to understand that all rides are supposed to be different. And to me, Diamondback, it is a fun ride. But no, it's not going to be like a Skyrush or a Maverick. And it's not supposed to be. I think Diamondback is this, like, super rewritable, just fun kind of speed thing. Like, it's not about the airtime. There's, like, maybe one good airtime hill in that whole thing. But it's just more about kind of gliding and flying through the air. Whereas, like, your Mavericks or your Skyrushes are about making you feel like you're going to die. Yeah. So, in that, I can say it. But I will also agree with you, like, if you put Diamondback up to other B&M hypercoasters, no, it's not. It's not as good.
But specifically putting it up against Goliath at Six Flags Over Georgia.
And I haven't ridden Goliath at Six Flags Over Georgia. It's one of the parks I haven't been to. I used to be excited about it, but less so now. Thank you, Muscle Daddy.
Oh, you're welcome.
I mean, yeah, you're right. It is still just a meh coaster. It's not intense.
I hate to say it.
Flowy.
I have to agree with Michael fucking Collins in that my favorite B&M hyper to this day is still Apollo's Chariot. And I think that is largely because of its setting. There's not another one that goes through the woods and dives down by the water like that. It's freaking beautiful. It's an amazing night ride. Oh, gosh, I wish I was skinny enough to still ride those things.
I gotta say, I still, of all the B&M hypers I've been on, Diamondback is still my favorite.
What ones have you been on?
Oh, God. Let's see, I've been on Goliath. I've been on Apollo's Chariot. It's probably my second favorite. Diamondback, Intimidator. I'm trying to think what else.
My favorite thing about Apollo's Chariot when I was there last is...
I think that might be it.
How you're riding the ride and you can see how cheap they are. It's like, ah, oh, beautiful. And then you get just past eye view of the general public and all of a sudden that paint job just goes to shit. They like, there's this clear line where they stop painting it. That's so trashy.
We call this the Fabio line.
You know what? I just wish that someone had saved that goose and that had been stuffed and made it as like a museum display. That would be lovely. Oh my gosh. Oh no. You know what? I wish Madame Tussauds or Tussauds or however you say it would recreate that moment in wax for us.
Oh, that would be great.
That would be kick ass. Who would not love to like sit next to him and pose for that photo? I mean,
make like a little wax coaster car too, so you could like sit exactly next to him.
Exactly. That'd it be would great. Be great. And just to really piss off coaster nerds, use the wrong kind of coaster train. I'll have you know that is an aerodynamics train. Goliath would still walk of shame it because, you know, seatbelts. Oh, man. So...
By the way, you know how I know Six Flags has lower safety standards? I was able to ride in any of the invert seats for Batman. Normally I have to be on the bigger row just because my damn shoulders are so big. No, I was able to fit in any row.
You know, that really has to do with the individual park and how long they want to make those belts.
Oh, they didn't have belts.
What?
Oh, wait, yeah, they did. I'm sorry. They had very long belts.
Okay, and that's the thing. These rides can run safely with a long belt. So to me, I'll agree with people in that it's just kind of dumb. The reason they have belts, and this is verified, has everything to do with weight versus maintenance. Because when heavy motherfuckers like me and Goliath ride a ride, it's more wear and tear. So that's why they do those belts, to restrict the weight of the people riding, because it's less maintenance long term. What they're not thinking about is all fat fucks like us breaking the ride by trying to force our ass into it. So, I don't know if they're actually helping. Seriously. I've been on rides 2 times that Goliath has broke by trying to push himself into it.
Jeez. Is that why Twisted Cyclone was down all fucking day?
No, but it's why Montu broke down when I was trying to ride it with that motherfucker. And that is not a joke.
Wow.
I shit you not. We are there. We've gotten our seat. I'm buckled up. I'm waiting for him. And they're taking a while. He's like, I rode it before. You can do it. And they're pressing.
finally they get him clicked, and he goes, click, click, motherfucker, and then I'm saying, they're like, unlock, everyone go, the ride is down.
Oh my god.
So.
Well, it might have been easier if he put down his fucking kettle chips he was trying to eat.
See, I know Goliath doesn't listen to shit, so we can say whatever we want. I don't think Goliath has listened to a single episode we've recorded.
Oh, God.
My vanity makes me listen to every fucking episode we've recorded.
I listen because I run out of podcasts because I'm on the road so fucking much in the summer.
Yes.
I'm like, well, I'm all out of NBA news. I guess I'll listen to our shitty podcast. Speaking of which, what'd y'all think about Kawhi Leonard going to the Clippers and bringing Paul George along?
Did you hear something, Slater?
You need Goliath. It's like, he needs Goliath. That's the one reason, so they can, like, talk about weird...
Oh, Goliath doesn't know basketball. I don't have anybody who knows basketball like I do. It's sad.
My mom might. My mom is obsessed with basketball, which is kind of ironic now.
Is it because she's scared of large black men?
That would be my grandmother.
Oh, okay. Mine as well.
Yes, yes, yes.
She actually hired a black gentleman to mow her yard now that I'm too busy, and she... I think she likes it because she feels like she has a slave.
That's probably true. That's probably true. I do believe, I don't know what it is, but I think there's like this age, and I'm scared of it happening to me, where it's just like, I think literally as you age, you go nuts. You go truly crazy. There have been people that I've watched them be fairly sane, and they suddenly reach this age, and all of a sudden they're like, all Republicans have great ideas. I think I'm racist now. I don't know what happens.
Yeah.
Like,
well, my mother hit like 46, and we went from sitting on the couch, staying up late so I could watch Obama win the 2008 election, to now she is like, we should lock fucking migrants in cages.
Oh, Lord.
Jesus.
Why?
Christ.
Why are people so freaking scared?
It's brown people, man. White people have done a lot of bad shit. Our day's coming.
On that day, not all lives will matter.
I'm just going to be like, you know what? You all deserve it. Shoot me in the head.
You know, seriously. Listen. Let's talk about Ariel now. So, obviously...
Let's talk about Ariel.
So... I about said Six Flags announced. That would be weird. No, Disney announced that they've casted some girl who I had never heard of before. I'm sorry, I don't watch a lot of Disney Channel. But
I just do it to masturbate.
Oh my god.
Ducky, don't act like that's not what you do too. If everyone's wondering why his nickname is Ducky, it's because he has a fetish for Scrooge McDuck. Okay. So.
Oh, I wish that was
true. Speaking of children's shows to masturbate to, Dora is thick in that movie. I'm about it.
Jesus.
I want to go exploring.
Oh, my Lord. Okay. we really just can't seem to talk about this, can we?
All right. So Ariel's black now.
Yeah, Ariel's black now. What's this girl's name?
I don't remember.
Know, to be honest with you. I didn't care that
Hallie
much.
Halle Bailey.
There we go. Yes, because all the old people were thinking it was Halle Berry.
Which I would have agreed. That's a little bit odd, had it been Halle Berry. But,
Make her her mom.
Now, I'm perfectly fine with the casting. I think she's going to do a great job. I listened to her sing. She's got a gorgeous voice. That's very important. Yeah. I don't know why people care so much.
Because people are racist.
I mean that. But I am not what I am upset about. And don't get me wrong, I'm not racist. But what I do not like is who they're talking about casting for Ursula. I am not cool with Jenny McCarthy.
Oh,
Melissa McCarthy. Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah, I was about to say,
if it was Jenny McCarthy, I'd be morbidly curious. I'd be like, let's see this happen. That's a train wreck.
She'd be like, Ariel, vaccines cause autism.
Ariel, let me teach you how to lose your gag reflex. no. Okay, Ariel was based on Divine, who is a drag queen. I think that... Not Ariel. Jesus.
Ursula.
I definitely have a migraine. Ursula was based on a drag queen. I think they should hire a fucking drag queen to be Ursula. I love Melissa McCarthy. Yes. I think she's hilarious. But I just don't think that is who Ursula should be. She's being chosen fully on a name and because she's slightly chubby. Fuck you, motherfuckers.
Exactly.
That's not a reason to. She can sing, but Ursula has a very specific, deep, kind of like smoky voice. And that fucking matters. That fucking matters. Okay? You know who I'd love to see play Ursula more than anyone else? Latresa Fun.
Are we on the same page? Wait, who'd you say? Sorry, I spoke over
Latrice
you.
Latrice Royale.
Oh my god, that would be great.
Or Ginger Minj. I'd be cool with a Ginger Minj. She'd be fine.
I would be fine with Darian Lake.
Darian Lake would be great. Our close and personal friend, who we haven't talked to again. So anyways...
But there are so many drag queens who could pull it off.
Exactly. And I just, that is what actually is worrying me. And I'm sure it'll be fine, but here's the thing. I felt like in Aladdin, they fucked up Jafar. I think everything else was great. But, and you know why Jafar was fucked up? It wasn't his look. The look was great. But his voice was wrong. His too high-pitched a voice. It just did not, he didn't seem evil enough. He just did not seem evil enough to me.
I think the same thing is going to happen in the Lion King live-action movie they're making, because they didn't get Jeremy Irons back for Scar. They got...
Well, and here...
I don't know. I really like the trailers I've seen. Scar's
okay, back up. It's not as evil. The new Lion King is not a live-action film.
Well, it's CGI still, but it's live backgrounds, film backgrounds and everything, so...
There, I mean, everyone is so excited about this new Lion King movie, and honestly, I don't care.
I just think most of the cast is amazing. I'm really excited for it, but...
I'm sorry. They replaced Nathan Lane. They can fuck off.
They kept some important ones, though. Like, keep them...
Honestly, I could have done without Beyonce.
Yeah. I mean, at least... It's not like you're gonna see her,
I'm not part of the Beehive. I'm just not.
You know, yeah. But even so, I'm excited for Little Mermaid live adaptation. It's my favorite Disney film. You're right. Here's an insight to how gay I was as a fucking kid. And this is 100% true. So I was so obsessed with that movie that I used to tell my parents and my sister that, you know, that whole thing where she's like the, her whole singing thing she does. I was obsessed with that. And so I practiced that, doing that little part. So much as a child.
That's why you can do for it so well.
And I was, like, so proud of it. I'm like, I am just as good as Ariel. That's how gay this little faggot was right here.
Ducky, what was your favorite Disney film growing up? Let's see how gay you are.
Well, both of mine are not I don't think that gay a choice. Tarzan and,
That's very gay.
I mean, I guess, kind of.
Come on, you didn't want to see under that loincloth?
Okay, fair enough. That's a good point. And then Hercules.
Yeah. Gonna be honest, Hercules! I wanted to fuck the shit out of Jen.
You know what? My biggest crush was Aladdin, though. That's when I started realizing, something's different with my penis. Oh, yes. Who is your Disney crush, Muscle Daddy?
There were quite a few. You know, of the two movies that Ducky brought up, definitely would have fucked Meg, definitely would have fucked Jane.
I don't understand.
Oh, and Nala. I'm into that bitch.
You know...
That's a sexy line.
You know, actually, the biggest actual movie crush, that Atlantis movie, the guy with the glasses.
Oh, Milo?
Milo? Milo
had a big thing for him. If I was a cartoon, I'd still hit that.
Oh, God. I love that we're talking about fucking cartoon characters on our theme park podcast.
Listen, what else are we going to talk about? There's not a lot of news.
There is some news. Fucking Untamed opening Wallaby.
Yeah, I know.
We talked about Untamed before, though.
We did, but it did open. How are the reviews? I haven't had a chance to look. Are people saying it's good?
From what I see, everybody likes it. I don't think it's anything super spectacular, but it's really good.
That's literally what everyone says about my dick.
It was better than I was expecting.
It wrote a little rough.
Yeah. If I had to equate it to a hotel, it wasn't like... you know, a Four Seasons, but it was a very nice Hampton Inn.
There's one that I'm excited about. Max Force opening up.
Fuck yes.
So excited.
It's like, it's super short, but it looks really fun to me.
Just like my dick.
I'm going to be going to Six Flags Great America on August, I think 3rd and 4th, the first weekend in August. So I'm gonna get to ride it a couple times. I'm excited.
Wait, you're going to get to ride Muscle Daddy's dick? Hey, this isn't fair.
Slater, you know you're first in line.
Say that again.
We can carpool if you want.
Well, there you go. Now this is turning it. Sometimes I wonder if people truly wonder if we're all just fucking. And the answer is yes. Yes, we are.
I'm always the top. I'm scared of my ass.
Okay, so my sister, I love my sister to death. She had this guy hit her up on Twitter. My sister's fairly popular on Twitter. She's a Twitter whore. Literally a Twitter whore, so you can look her up. And at Shooty Duty. Don't ask why. But she had a guy hit her up the other day on Twitter. And basically what his saying there on his main Twitter said, HPV free, but open-minded.
Oh. Wait, why would you want to be open-minded?
I respect him.
I don't even know what it means.
I respect him for being open-minded.
I don't even know what it means, but it made my day.
Well, he's got to mean that, like, he's open to having sex with somebody with it.
I guess so.
But why?
Oh, we were all young and didn't think to use condoms. It's okay.
Condoms? What? I thought those were party balloons.
Well, I was just worried about having a kid, so I just glued the tip of my dick shut.
Oh, I should probably tell you all what I've been up to.
We're good.
Yeah, okay. Fuck you. No, what? I went to Pride for the first time in fucking years.
Ooh, how was that?
That was, okay, so it has been, I figured it was about 7 years ago that I actually made it to St. Louis Pride because I have a hard time getting off of work, but now that I work nights, I was able to go. Last time I was there, like, Pride in St. Louis was in, like, a forest, like, Tower Grove Park, which is, like, this small park. It's, like, maybe two streets long. It's moved. It's, like, downtown St. Louis. They blocked off a full four blocks. It was fucking huge. It was just massive. Here's the problem. Everyone and their fucking mother decided to come to Pride this year. I think there were more straight people than gay people. Now, I want to talk about this. I am all cool for fucking acceptance. But I am getting tired of all these fucking straight-ass motherfuckers coming to our bars, our clubs, and our events. Why? Because I'm going there to get some fucking dick. And now, I don't know who's fucking gay anymore. You used to be clear. Oh, his ass is out. Obviously, he must be gay. No. No, now apparently straight guys just think it's cute. Fuck you. Fuck you in every way. Burn in hell. But I did have fun at the drag show. Also, I waited an hour and a half to get one fucking beer. One fucking beer.
That's ridiculous.
Yes. But then I did the fattest gay thing ever. We went to Hamburger Mary's the next day, which is a restaurant / drag show. It was wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
That sounds amazing and somewhere I would like to go to.
I'm
going to
take everybody next time with her. It's in St. Louis. I say Hamburger Mary's for brunch, hit City Museum, you know, get drunk at City Museum. Get drunk at Hamburger Mary's, then we can walk to City Museum. They're fairly close.
If I'm going to City Museum, it's got to be after I get my back fucking fixed, because I want to enjoy that.
Oh, you know,
it does look really fun.
It is amazing. It is amazing. And Ducky, you missed out. You almost got to go.
Yeah, but
you and your weird necessity of, like, not, you know, dying when you drive home.
Yeah.
So, let's see. News. I'm being really unprofessional. I'm tired and I don't give a fuck today. So.
Okay.
So,
do you need me to help out?
I've been needing you to help out for a long time.
So, well, you know that you just can't trust me to do things that don't involve death
it's
and
you!
Children
it's
drowning.
Not my erectile dysfunction! It's not my fault you got fat and ugly! So...
Oh, God, you sound like Lydia in 3 years.
That's just what she's not saying to you yet.
I know.
You're
especially without the beard.
Like, the look on her face when she's walking down the aisle looking at you, she's like, oh, fuck, I can't back out now. We have already paid for the food. And God knows that fucker's gonna eat plenty of it. Anyways,
Well, I told her as much money and as much work as my mother put into our wedding. We can't get divorced for at least 3 years.
I think that's fair. That's fair. And speaking of Lydia, just so everyone knows, next week is going to be an amazing episode with Lydia. I think we already mentioned it, but she's going to come on. And we are going to get to the bottom of the mysteries of Muscle Daddy's asshole. So,
if you poke it, I collapse.
Well, that we know. But what happens if we go full on in with our fists?
Never try it. You know what?
That's
something for me to try when I got nothing to do in the truck.
I would love to be like a fake doctor. Like imagine you go into the doctor's office and like, doctor, my back is really fucked up. And he's like, okay. Ask a bunch of questions. And then he like just looks at you and say, now, have you ever considered trying getting fisted? It's often good for back pain.
Yeah.
You know, if you really massage the prostate, it can sometimes fix your back. Really, doctor? You don't have to call me doctor.
My name is Goliath. That's like my worst nightmare, getting like fisted by Goliath. Like, that is my hell. Because you know, he's not going to let go of that turkey leg before he goes in. So...
poor Goliath, he's never gonna get a colonoscopy or anything because you can't eat in advance.
No, you cannot.
I don't care if I have cancer, I'm not putting away my chicken. I drove all the way to Corbin for this because it's special.
But anyways, I've been trying to bring in news.
Speaking of ass cancer, so Jurassic World, the ride's kind of soft opened. Had some good POVs that I've seen on YouTube.
Yeah, I watched a couple too.
I love, if you haven't seen it yet, basically the first part of the ride, they still have a couple of animatronics, but before it now, right at the beginning, it's like a bunch of screens that do the Mosasaur Aquarium.
Yeah, and it looks awesome.
It looks
awesome.
Really good.
It does look really good.
I was shocked. Okay, to be honest, the video, when they were first going in, I had to do a double take because I thought they'd put real aquariums in.
No. So it is a real... They're using the system like the Finding Nemo ride in
Disney. So
It is actual water. They left the water tanks in from where you were going through the animatronic area there. But they're projecting the image onto the glass that's in front of you, so it's making it look like it's actually swimming around.
See, I thought it was just flat-out screens.
Looks great.
Because I was like, damn, that looks good. I was really impressed. And, you know, I feel like they didn't completely neuter it of, like, the classic, like, feel. They plussed it. They modernized it. I'm game for them to do it in Orlando. It looks great.
Definitely.
I'm excited. And I think, and like me and Muscle Daddy were discussing earlier, I think that that will happen in Orlando either right after they open the new Jurassic coaster they're working on, or they'll shut it down here sometime soon to do that refurb.
Is there any update on that at all, or are they just probably still designing?
2021 on the roller coaster. We know that.
Okay.
And it appears it's going to be an Intamin. So, no, Goliath, you're not going to fit on it.
Well, that should time out really well because I think 2021 is when the next Jurassic World movie comes out.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Need to let it die.
Okay, I was prepared to hate the newest Jurassic World movie because it just did not go well. I loved the first one, But let's be honest, that was all about nostalgia. Like, I squealed like a little bitch when they ended up in the old building from the original movie. Because I just wanted to go back there. But the second one wasn't as awful as I thought it was going to be. It wasn't as good, but it wasn't as terrible.
It's fine. It's a fun movie. It's just a fun
movie.
And
you know what? One thing that's kind of ruining it for me, though, is I just can't be in to... what's his name anymore?
Chris Pratt.
He's weirdly religious. And, like... Yes. And here's why I have a problem with Chris Pratt, is if you're going to be religious, just, like, be really unapologetic about it. But I think he has some views that most mainstream or we would find abhorrent. Okay? I think he does.
Oh, without a doubt.
And I think he just knows he can't talk about this because of his career. And that actually annoys me more. Just, like, be honest with your shit. And I guess maybe that's not fair. I don't know him personally. But I'm just saying, the bitch that was with him, that's why they're not together anymore. She got sick of that bullshit. I'm just saying. I'm having a gay moment, talking gossip.
Oh, you're fine. I get it.
But
I've always said that if you're too scared to talk about it, then you probably know that it's wrong.
Right. Right. So, Ducky...
Especially when it comes to views like
and
that.
And, Ducky, that's why we need you to start being more open about your pegging addiction.
Okay.
Also, sounding. There's nothing wrong with sounding, Ducky. Nothing Ouch. Wrong with it.
I couldn't even imagine the pain.
People swear by it. Never. Never, nope. Never, 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 never.
It hurts just to look at it. It's... Ugh.
But you've looked at it. We all have. It yep. wasn't my fault. I thought I was watching The Sound of Music. It was something completely different.
The Sounding of Music.
Was it a different one involving Nazis?
Well, yes. Nazi torture kind of thing.
Sounds lovely.
That was just a documentary on Auschwitz. Like, this is the weirdest porn I've ever seen.
So what's this Universal's Endless Summer thing?
Okay, that's their big new... That's their new resort they opened. I think it's got 750-plus rooms. It's got... I think it's a little cheaper than their last one that they opened. It's kind of the precursor to the giant-ass ones that they're building on the Wet n' Wild property.
Okay.
So, it's nice. It looks like a... Maybe just a notch above, like a Holiday Inn Express.
All right. Kinda. All right. Well, actually, you know what?
It looks fine. Big beach theme. It's got like...
What are these rooms running? Do we know?
I can find out.
Yeah. My problem is, last time I went to Universal, I stayed at the Hard Rock. I would not have been staying at the Hard Rock had I not had a friend who hooked us up. Because that was a $600 a night room that is not worth $600.
Oh, yeah, those are extremely expensive.
Now, that said, I loved it. You just walked right out the back of the hotel. There's a river there. Boom, you hop on that. It takes you straight to, they have a little ferry, and it takes you straight to the parks as well as a City Walk, which was awesome.
Okay, here we go. For a standard room, which looks like it's got like, I think it's two queen beds. I can't be sure. It says $85.
Really? That's yeah. it?
I think Universal is going after all the non-Universal hotels on I-4. I think they're going to try to kick it in the
ass.
So
it feels like they're doing the opposite of Disney, whereas Disney's just like, they're trying to go more like, high-end, more and more and more, more deluxe.
Okay, here we go. I found it right now. Standard two-queen room. Right now, because it's in the middle of summer, it's $147.
That's still not bad.
That's, yeah. And that's just a normal one. A pool view's $161, and a two-bedroom suite is $197.
Right. I think that Orlando, we're going to start seeing more cheap hotels and resorts. I actually think Disney's going to announce a very large value resort soon. because I think they're going to realize that they're starting to, they're wondering, like, their attendance is starting to drop. And I think that's because all these families can't fucking afford to stay there anymore.
No.
And if you're not going to stay on Disney property, you're going to start be more likely to consider doing other shit in Orlando.
That is true.
You know, if you're going to stay on a Disney resort, you're going to fucking do Disney because that shit's expensive. You know. But, ugh.
Well, you were talking about the attendance drop. Apparently, Disneyland is not doing great.
That's what I saw. Right now. There's so many pictures. It looks like a ghost town.
The park's been empty as fuck.
I'll tell you what is going on. The reason is, Disney was completely accurate and right that Star Wars is going to be a huge success. It is going to pull in huge numbers. But I literally think that after seeing what happened when they opened the new Cars Land and it was dick-to-ass crazy, also seeing what happened with Avatar in Orlando and these insane waits that are just now going out, I think a lot of people are like, you know what? It's going to be there. Let's not even bother to go at all until later when the lines are shorter. So I literally think people are scared to go to the park and have delayed their vacations because they don't want to deal with the mess. But so many people have done it that now they don't have the crowds.
Yeah.
Literally. Great. I could have been going already. In fact, we were supposed to, but we delayed ours until early 2020 because I wanted it to, you know, be through some of the worst opening crowd parts.
And see, I was very vocal that I was expecting this to be complete fucking anarchy, especially with people showing up not understanding the reservation system and then demanding to get in. And so I've been super surprised by the lack of crowds, but do you think it could be new blackout dates on passes affecting this?
I mean, that's possible. I really don't know.
I mean, people having to take a notch below what they used to get in passes because the price has gone up.
And it'll be interesting to see what Disney does. This is the first time that in the fall they haven't offered any type of free dining or anything to lure people in, and they're going to have to. They're going to have to do something because there is availability for fucking everything. This is Disney World 2. Disney World and Disneyland both down. Down major. And that should not be happening when you've just opened a $1 billion section in your park.
No, it should not.
But I think that there was such talk of it being anarchy and being crazy, it scared people away.
Yep. And so everybody's going to come right about, like, the holiday time when I'm going to be there.
When I go.
Which is great.
When I go.
Yep.
Yeah. And then I'm going to be like, fucking hell. But...
So, I got to ask, do you think Rise of the Resistance not opening with the land, a lot of people went, well, fuck, I'm going to
wait
until
I don't think
the GP cares that much about one ride because they don't understand the full implications. Like, we understand how crazy this thing is going to be. I don't think other people fully realize. I bet there's a lot more people out there that are GP that would have preferred to ride the Millennium Falcon ride anyway.
Here's the thing. I'll agree with you that that might be the case in Orlando. But in Disneyland, the majority of people who go are locals and season pass holders. That is their crowd. So I think that did play a difference in California. But in Orlando, when it opens, I agree. I think it won't because, like, it's just a mecca that everyone goes to, theme park fan or not. And you're right. I don't think they're going to know a difference or care. But for people who are pass holders, who are Disney fans or park fans, I think it made a difference. Absolutely.
The land just feels neutered to me without the big e-ticket ride. Because the experience with the Millennium Falcon seems great if you're a big Star Wars fan. But it's not the elite huge ride. It's not the Flight of Passage kind of ride.
I heard this for the pilots. But all the other seats are not that fun.
Also here, and I think that this might have something to do with it, I think Disney, everything costs. Like, okay, so you go, you ride one ride, but if you want to do really anything else in there other than wander around, it's like forking out money, and not a small amount. Yeah. A lightsaber is $200. A droid, $100 to start. Not everyone can afford to do those things. And then the difficulty of reservations, the difficulty of getting into things like Olga's Canteen, not having any sit-down dining, all of that, it was just, I think it's just like, I'm already spending so much getting to it, and now to actually enjoy the Star Wars area, I have to spend this much more? I just think that that's hurting them as well.
I'm a big Star Wars fan, and honestly, this whole the land, it really has not appealed to me and made me be like, oh my god, I have to experience this. Like when Harry Potter opened, I'm a huge Harry Potter fan. I was like, I have to experience this.
Well, and here's the thing. It looks fantastic. And you know what? I'm excited to go when Rise opens. Rise could still be one of the best rides ever built. We'll see.
Oh, absolutely. It will be.
I would put money on that.
As long as it works. I mean, we keep hearing different things about what's going on with it.
Well, we know it's going to be a shit show for probably the first 3 to 4, maybe 6 months.
I mean,
months
and that's a given because there's a lot of new technology. I mean, when they opened Radiator Springs, they had the same issues. Like, it was down a lot, but there's a lot of moving parts, but they get it working, they get it figured out. I mean
it's not like it's a launch on a wooden coaster that'll set you back years. You know, this is just high-tech animatronics and sensors.
Yeah. Oh, but speaking of that, Disney did announce that there was original concept art for a sit-down dining, like fancy dining experience for the Star Wars section. It got cut from both parks for a budget, but they have literally just greenlit it for, at least officially greenlit it for California, and they put it on fast track. And they said you should expect walls and construction to go up for that around September or October. So sweet. That's crazy. Now that I'm excited for. If you look at these pictures, they're like really fucking cool. Did I show those to you all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gosh, I'm a fat fuck. What can I say? I love the idea of a themed dining. I think that would be really cool. But
$300 a plate.
I really want to.
No.
No, go ahead, Ducky. Sorry.
Yeah, just a couple $100 a plate for something like that. If you're talking upscale in Star Wars land.
Well, I'm thinking more upscale the way Be Our Guest is upscale. So you're looking closer to $50 to $80 a person, which it's still expensive. Well, and they'll have other options, too. And it might be different at lunch. Like with Be Our Guest, lunch is cheaper, you know, like $15 to $20 a person, and then dinner is more expensive.
Right. I just want to have Ewok meat.
Ewok skewers. That would be great. Also,
yum.
That'd be
I think a big miss on their blue and green milk. I don't think that that was wise. They had to do one thing. Make a fucking blueberry smoothie, dumbasses. Like,
yeah, that shit just kind of said, like, I don't want a tea smoothie kind of thing. I never got the appeal of blue milk anyway.
Also, big mistake is they based this all stuff off the new current franchise. Mm-hmm. Star Wars Land should have been based off the classics.
Yep, it should have been. It should have been like Tatooine or something, like a recognizable place.
Nah, fuck that. The whole thing should have been based on the prequels. And there could have just been a walk-around Anakin character that complained about sand.
Oh, I don't know. I wanted a Jar Jar Binks walkthrough attraction.
They still have to reveal that he's the main villain of the whole story arc.
He is the main villain. I am sorry. I believe that completely.
Then he'll get a walk-around.
That would have been so amazing.
That would be great. Lucas shall have his vengeance. So as far as I understood, and here's some shade, and I don't know if it's true, but they had invited George Lucas to come for a private, like, tour of the land early on, and that salty bitch refused.
Oh, yeah, he probably sent him a picture back of, like, his middle finger. Like,
oh, woe is him making $4 billion. Go suck a dick.
God, who among us have come up with a fucking idea that was worth $4 billion.
Well,
the guy who made Minecraft is close. He got bought out the same way.
Yep. That would be great. You know, I know a bit about that guy. He made like $1 billion just overnight.
Mm-hmm.
He literally tweeted as a joke saying, hey, who wants to buy Minecraft? Microsoft literally had got a hold of him within like 5 minutes.
Yep.
And like, hey, they flew him in for talks. He signed, it was like $1.6 or $7 billion.
Yeah.
And then literally that night, he flew a bunch of his friends and himself to Vegas to where in one night, he dropped like $550,000.
Oh, that's exactly what I'd fucking do. If I just signed a check for like over $1 billion, you better believe I'd be going around and throwing money everywhere. Why the fuck not?
So one of us needs to figure this out, because I'm going to promise you, one of us wins. We all retiring, motherfuckers. We all retired. So, we'll hire people to edit this shit. Okay.
Man, if one of us got $1 billion, we could have so much better content for this show.
Shit, we could buy a theme park and put in the content that we want to talk about into our theme park for that kind of money.
Hi, welcome to our park. To your left is Goliath Country, where it's just rides based on Song of the South.
And a clone of T3.
Oh, great. Clone
of T3, and you are allowed to take all the food you want on rides.
Only extra large.
This is Goliath's signature restaurant. It's just called The Trough.
You know what? In Goliath's section, like, there's all kinds of, like, sugar checking stations for your diabetes. Just free to use.
Now let me tell you, in my section, guys, there will be no stairs. I have reinforced escalators. And each row is just one really big seat. We can ride again. See what happens when you're not on the show, Goliath.
Yeah, fuck you, Goliath. He's like, oh, I'm gonna be out the next 2 weeks. Jesus Christ. So what's this Six Flags Dubai situation? We need to move on.
Okay. So, basically, Six Flags is not gonna build their fucking park in Dubai. Now, Dubai Parks gave them, I think it was like $7.5 million to kind of buy out of the contract. And then they gave Six Flags 5 years first right of refusal.
Right.
Which, if you don't know what that means if a park's going to be built in Dubai, Six Flags has first claim to the land. Now, because they restructured it, the park can be built anywhere in UAE, not just in the Dubai area. So, if I'm Six Flags, I just build it in the desert and see what happens. Oh, excuse me, that is...
It's still... Yeah, it's still Dubai.
Yeah.
Dubai is one of those places, like, I really want to go, but I would be scared for my life.
Same.
Oh, you would die.
You know, believe it or not, I can pass that straight if I'm, like, if I need to. So, I would.
I'll teach you... You know what? We'll go over college football and the NBA, and I'll get you caught up.
Okay. That sounds like a good idea. I guess I won't be bringing my assless chaps.
You probably shouldn't. That's reserved for the most wealthy.
Oh my.
Oh, I've got a picture that I just saw a minute ago. There is a really, really cool picture that somebody took of B&M's B&M doesn't manufacture their track, but whatever the fuck place in Ohio manufactures the track. It's got whatever King's Island's gig is going to be called in the background. It's like really nice looking blue track, and then sitting in front of it is the brown track for the Hershey Squirt Coaster, whatever, or Candemonium.
That brown track looks like such shit compared to that beautiful.
I know, track. I agree, but it is just a cool picture to just see like two potentially big rides coming to life at the same time. I just tickled my fancy. I really like it.
Yeah, I'm just curious to what color support they're going to go with for the Kings Island project. I'm assuming like it'd be white. Some type of white is what I'm assuming.
But... Oh, that would be gorgeous.
Yeah, because the white supports on Fury looks so
pretty.
Although,
they could also go with like a silver. So nice. That would be okay.
Yeah,
that'd be cool. What about do you think they'll have like three different colored trains? Or shit, if it's as short as we think it is, they might only need two trains.
That's true. Or as Six Flags calls their third trains, a maintenance train.
Yes, a parts train.
Parts train.
Oh my god, at Six Flags Over Georgia, the fucking line for Superman was an hour. They were running one train.
Jesus Christ.
The other train was in the other side of the station, and then the third was
just,
back in the
just
maintenance
sitting there looking all sad out. Like, oh, I wish I could go too.
Oh, okay, here's something for me to bitch about with Six Flags Over Georgia. So I've got my souvenir bottle, take it over there, put it in its little spot, then they have cubbies, so I take off my hat, put it in the cubby, they stop me and say, oh no, you have to take your hat with you.
What? Why?
I said, what are the cubbies for then? And they're like, we don't use them. I'm like, then why are they here?
Oh my fucking God.
So I had to hold on my hat.
What a fucking... Jesus
why,
Christ.
Why do parks struggle so fucking much with the concept of cubbies? Why is this so hard for them? Why are they so fucking greedy that they're trying to force people into lockers? Because guess what? People don't fucking use them, no matter how many years they've tried to do this. Like,
if I gotta give credit to Dollywood in one way, it's that they have cubbies and they have shit to put your stuff up in the stations. Right.
And because you need
to. Makes life so easy.
You need to do that. People should not be having to pay for a locker at your fucking park. Now, I think they'll try to rationalize it and say, well, they don't want people sneaking their wallets and phones on because people don't want to leave them in the station. But it is all very fucking doable. You have three things that, like what Holiday Rolls? It's a sliding cabinet. So you, the train, you put your shit in there, it slides and it locks. And it unlocks when that train gets in there. So no one can ever get to shit that's not theirs. And it's a very simple system. Why? And it's a cheap system. I don't know why this is such a fuck. We don't need to do what Canada did, okay? That's just ridiculous. Even though I still love it.
It is. It's just so pretty to look at. I gotta fuck the coaster.
Oh, well, thank you, Duck. Oh, wait, you're not talking about me. Fuck you.
No, sorry.
Well, fuck you now.
Have you all seen in...
Wait, what'd you say?
Well, fuck you. You're supposed to go, ah, ha, ha, no. Well, like, oh, God, no. Fuck you.
You have to flatter him. Listen. Slater is a delicate princess.
Listen, you know what it's like to be a fat person. You do get complimented, but it's always like, you have such a great personality, and you sure have pretty eyes. Everything else is awful, but your eyes are nice, because that's the only place
Slater,
I can bear to look at
you. You have the best dick-sucking lips I've ever seen.
Oh, God, no. You know that's not true. There's much better DSLs out there.
That's true. I'm sorry. We'll get them fixed.
Botox, baby.
You know that you, me and you, our contract is when Lydia leaves me that you have right of first refusal.
I know. I know.
Just because I want to go ahead and kill my grandparents.
Well, you know, if you and Lydia ever break up, first thing we need to do is I'm going to have to teach you how to do proper anal care. That's going to be really important. I'm going to buy you a douche so you learn how to use
that.
Thank
you.
You know, I just might do this anyways. You know, just... Although, then Lydia might stay with you if you start having a clean butt.
I know, that's the problem. It just, everything gets tangled in the hair.
Last time she stuck a finger up your butt, y'all had to go to the doctor to get it out.
Oh, jeez.
Nah, she yanked it out pretty quick. She's just got to take off the fake nails.
You still have a fake nail up there, don't lie.
I do.
So,
did you all see any of the teasers they've done for Busch Gardens coaster coming next
only
year?
Only slightly. I've only kind of half watched one.
They're like Roman themed to the Roman gods. Like there was Pluto, and then there was Mercury was the last one.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously they're gonna try to keep the theme, kind of like with a published chariot. They're gonna go in that direction. It's hard to say what they're going to call it. I don't think they're... I can't imagine what they're going to call it. But I like the theme concept.
They'll just have us vote on three names again.
Perhaps. Maybe they'll just call it Valhalla. Or something. I don't know. Like, that would be...
That would be Nordic.
I would prefer Italian. Nordic. They should go Nordic instead.
I think it is cooler.
For a little bit... Yeah. For a little while, people thought that they might be doing this as like a Greece-themed land, which, why the fuck would you do that? Greece is pretty, but it's a terrible place.
Well, you know, yes. And their economy is
all
shit.
Of you lazy fucks, get a job. No more naps. You hairy pieces of trash.
Now listen.
That's right. I'm racist against Greece people.
Who is it okay to be racist against? Like, I'm racist against white trash.
Whites.
I hate white trash. Although, I won't lie, a country boy, a little bit rednecky, I can get behind it. I have got behind it a few times.
Man, I look like I should be the most truck-driving, American flag-waving, Pabst Blue Ribbon drinking. Well, hang on, wait, I gotta change that. Milwaukee's best drinking, fireworks shooting piece of Tennessee trash that there is. But I disappoint people so often. Speaking of, hey, Lydia.
Oh, Jesus. So Frontier City has started putting markers up in their park. In a plot of land that would be perfect to fit that Intamin at Magic Mountain. I'm still calling it. That's where it's going.
Oh, my God. That would be the worst thing to happen to Oklahoma since they traded Paul George. Let's get into that.
I mean, the Oklahoma City bombing, like, whatever. I mean, that trade, definitely the worst.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not saying that they deserved it because they didn't. I'm not going there, people. I'm not that awful.
Listen, when you look up top attractions in the state of Oklahoma, the Oklahoma City Bombing Museum is like the top thing. So not much happens there.
Look, there's so little to do in Oklahoma City that Legend had to go somewhere where he had to be active.
You know what? Is it just me or does Legend look like he's someone who's like shot up way too much Botox?
He's starting to swell like a balloon.
It's like, that's a gland.
His liver's dying.
Oh, that's obvious.
it's gone.
Oh, my gosh. But, I'm pegging it. I mean, they're getting something new for sure. The other option is it's another Wonder Woman Lasso of Truth, and that could be one of 16 different rides.
I gotta tell you, one of the longest fucking waits at Six Flags Over Georgia was for that fucking Larson Looper.
Oh, my God. Fucking hell, did you all see that video of that, like, swinging frisbee ride that collapsed?
Yes.
Yes, in Uzbekistan.
Oh, my God. Terrifying looking.
That's, like, my worst fucking nightmare, by the way, on those things.
Yep.
But see, all of those really bad ones, well, have happened in third world countries, like India, Uzbekistan,
Ohio. Or in
fairs
where rides are, not well maintained.
Yeah. God, that one in Ohio is still the worst shit I've ever seen. That was brutal, man.
It's hard for, like, I don't want to see it, but I can't, like, look away.
Oh, yeah, you want to, there's something about where we got fucked up playing Roller Coaster Tycoon, and you would run a train, and you didn't build the coaster right, and it'd fly off the end. That we just have to watch it now. We're like, oh, well, you needed to do this.
I feel like, here's the problem. If I was, like, the president or in charge of military, just because this is how much of a nerd I am, is I would like paint all of our nukes to look like coaster trains so they'd blow up like in Roller Coaster Tycoon.
You would just paint them all to look like Steel Vengeance trains.
It's genius.
Oh gosh,
they'll never see it coming.
Our fat boy bomb would be Goliath and Rob Alvey.
Oh, guys, I'm getting really out of breath. Ooh. Laying in this thing to be dropped. Oh, Slater, you'd never be elected president.
Oh.
If Pete Buttigieg doesn't get elected president, he's the gay's best chance.
He is the gay's best chance. Here's the thing. Obama, became president. He got a target on his back. Black people in general suddenly got a target on his back. If we get a gay president, oh, Lord. I just don't know. I feel unsafe enough. I don't know if I need this.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You know what? That was one of the best I've ever felt was when we went to Pride and everybody in our group hung real close to me because I was going to protect them. Because, we just had a detective talk about killing all the gays, so everybody was a little on edge.
Right before Pride in St. Louis, they had a guy get online and said he was going to come to Pride and shoot and kill as many gay people as he could. Luckily, they arrested him. I guess he had guns. He was ready.
Good. Jesus.
Slater, it is Missouri.
Yeah. My favorite part of Pride is there's no matter where you go, there's always those weird, crazy religious protesters on the outside. Always.
I was stunned. Knoxville only had like three.
We had a bunch in St. Louis. It was hilarious. I think it's really funny when I see people try to argue with those people because I don't know really what they're trying to accomplish.
Oh, yeah. Those people never change.
No.
Never.
You know, it's they don't probably actually even care about it. It's just theater. It probably is someone doing an art project, some gay kid who's just like, this is my examination of hate.
I always assume if people really believe it and they're really out there, they're just scared to have a dick in their mouth because they'll like it.
Seriously, it's the best.
I've tried, but that's how I threw my back out.
Dang, you were starting too big. You got to start smaller.
Well, to be fair, the smaller, the harder in his situation because he's got to bend over farther.
Oh, I guess that's true.
So
change your position.
I'm just going to lay on my back and let somebody just, you know, kind of saddle on down to me.
Paddle on down. Just get on your knees and get face fucked. That's the best way. Just go all in. That's how you do it. I'm pretty sure Jason would be happy to volunteer.
Oh, I'm sure he would. But, you know, if I'm going to start out, I don't know if a BBC is the way I should start.
Oh, my God. What is this, like a 12-year-old died on the Hoosier Hurricane? Like, okay. Wait, I didn't hear about this. Yeah. What happened?
So apparently, after they, you know, the ride ended, this 12-year-old fucking died on Hoosier Hurricane. It was not anything to do with the ride. It was an underlying medical condition.
Okay.
Just was unresponsive, cardiac arrest.
That's unfortunate. So. You know what? Weirdest and most unfortunate death on a ride was a raging bull at Great America in Chicago. There was this girl in like 2009, I think, who was riding it while chewing gum, and she choked on her gum while on the ride. She was dead by the time she got back to the station.
Oh my God.
Well, spit your gum out, you dumb bitch.
Yep. Like, that's crazy. Also, God wants you dead. So...
Well, he wanted Fabio dead, too, when he survived.
God wants you dead.
Yeah. Speaking of things that are...
Satan wants you to have fun.
Satan wants you to do a lot of things. Speaking of things, though, that are dead, probably all of the rides at wherever Desperado's at. That thing is...
That would be Buffalo Bills Casino and Resort.
It hasn't opened. 4th of July, really, really busy weekend. They've always opened over 4th of July. Did not open this year. Nothing opened. None of the rides.
All their shit was down. And I really like their log flume in there.
Also, interesting note, speaking of rides that are down, Six Flags St. Louis, I noticed their River Rapids ride was not open the day I went last time.
I think that's closed for the year based on what I saw.
Yeah, it looks like it. So my thought is, are they about to plus the two? Is that what they're looking at?
Oh, no. They're just going to rip it out to save money, Slater.
Probably. But,
how's the refurb on Excalibur going?
Yeah, it's still not open. But I will say, it looked like they gave it some fresh paint and stuff when I was there, so I don't think they're about to, like, get rid of it. I think they're just working at the speed of Six Flags, which is, it'll get done whenever. They'll be like, we had a great 2018 season. Ride is open for, like, 3 days at the end of the season. Wow, 2019.
Can't wait till... I can't wait for them to try to get West Coast Racers in on the 2019 Golden Ticket Awards.
Oh, fuck me. I feel like if your ride doesn't open by June, it shouldn't be eligible.
Fuck no, it shouldn't.
Oh, Jesus.
If half the year is gone, the majority of your season where people are actively going to the park...
Also, apparently Skyrocket at Kennywood is also down. Has been for, like, a long time.
Hmm.
Which is weird.
Can't say I recall what Skyrocket is.
It is. It's a cute little thing. I enjoyed it. It's a little, I think it's Premier. A little launched coaster. And it's fun, but I'm surprised it's down. Apparently, if I was reading, it's been down for, like, 3 months. So, yeah. A lot of things are closed. A lot of things are closed.
Well, I hope to God... Well, I know Valraven will be closed, but if I go next weekend and there's more than, like, Valraven closed, I'm gonna bitch.
I hope Maverick is closed.
Oh, I'm gonna bitch. I'll fucking... Well, as long as Steel Vengeance is open, I guess.
Nah, I hope it's down.
Oh, I hope... Ah, I would be so fucking furious.
Huh. I hope all you got is, like, Blue Streak.
Hey, I like Blue Streak. If you wanted to pick a bad one that I'd be disappointed was the only ride open, I'd probably say, I don't know, like...
Gatekeeper?
Yeah, Gatekeeper, or even, like, Raptor. Isn't that great?
Gatekeeper, Lydia's third favorite ride at Cedar Point.
I think that's one of my fiancé's favorite coasters, too.
Why are you all with bad women?
They're the only ones who will keep us.
Yeah, and it's like you said in the past, Slater, you can't lead with the whole coaster nerd thing, because then if they're not, then everything just goes to shit.
Oh, I did. It worked out all right.
Yeah, but look at you, Muscle Daddy. People are scared to say no.
Yeah, how do you think I got so many women?
Oh, rape.
Rape.
No, it's not rape. They sign a form.
It's not rape when they have fuck me eyes.
Yeah. You see, I kept a stack of forms next to my bed, and, you know, I made them. Well, I asked them forcefully to sign them, so I'm good.
Oh, my gosh. So, has anyone here ever had issues with having an erection in the park?
Like one that won't go down?
No.
Or getting one. What are we talking about?
Either.
Not that I can specifically recall.
Not that wasn't intentional.
Because I was talking to someone the other day, and they were telling me that they don't ride roller coasters anymore. Some dude I was talking to on Grindr. And that he won't ride them because last time he rode it, it vibrated his butt so much that he came in his pants.
Oh. Oh. I mean, that sounds like the best kind of ride experience you could ask for, really.
Well, that seems like a good lead-in to discuss something that I would like to discuss, and that's the opposite of the best ride experience you could have. And that is Great American Scream Machine.
Yeah.
What the goddamn fuck have they done to that?
They just, that's what happens when you don't replace anything on a wooden coaster for years. I agree. When I rode it, it was horrible.
It is the worst ride I have ever been on, bar none. I was having a great day. I rode that. I had to leave because I was in so much pain. That is what has fucked my back up.
Yeah. Well, and I was there with my cousin, and he's a pretty big coaster enthusiast himself now. And, so we decided, of course, to ride in the very back seat. Because we're like, oh, fuck it, it's a wood coaster. It doesn't look that intense. We're going to ride in the back seat. Oh, it hurt. It hurt so bad.
Dude.
Your cousin hot? Is he gay?
Well, he's 17, so no comment on either.
That's fine.
It's legal in some states. When he turns 18, we'll have him on the show. And we'll embarrass you.
Okay.
Now, Ducky, when you were on it, did it feel like someone was slapping you as hard as they could in the lower back?
No, when I go on a rough coaster...
Okay, so I'm just
fucked
up.
Well, when I go on a rough coaster, I'm so skinny that I feel like my spine just, like, I can feel it, like, hit my tailbone, and I can just feel the jolt go, like, all the way up my neck. And so...
If you just get fat enough, any ride is fun.
Yeah, I'll bet Goliath would just probably fucking bounce around on it, so he'd be fine.
Dude, everything about that fucking ride sucks.
No, guys, I think his diabetes is out of whack and his nerves are dying, because I'm fat as fuck, and when I ride painful rides, they still fucking hurt! Okay? I rode the Conneaut, like, Blue Streak, and that, at the bottom of the first hill, had this thing that would, yeah, just like you described, Ducky, it just, like, starts from the base and just goes all the way up to the top of your head, just like this jolt, mm-hmm. and it just hurts. It makes you see stars.
Yes.
Like, awful. It's basically kind of what Lightning Rod was doing there for a while. Apparently, they fixed it. Apparently. But,
apparently.
Well, it wasn't just me. The entire train of people were like, what the fuck was that? Like, everyone was in pain when they got off. I legitimately went up to one of the team members. I said, what the fuck was
Muscle
that
Daddy,
shit?
If you're in pain when you get off, you need to go see a doctor.
Oh my god, dude. I have been miserable for... I've been very miserable for 4 days. I've been moderately miserable for about a week.
We are running low on time, unfortunately, because all our ducky has to leave us. But I do want to do one last thing, and that is Muscle Daddy is now rocking a porn stash.
I am. For at least probably 2 weeks until I get my waiver through work.
And all those guys who can't grow beards are like, you can grow a beard that fast? Yes, it takes me 2 days, fuckers. You know, my doctors told me, and this is the truth, that I have low levels of testosterone, which is crazy to me, because first of all, I'm already a hairy ass motherfucker, okay? I am a horny ass motherfucker. And I'm just thinking, if I start taking testosterone, what the fuck is gonna happen to me?
You are going to rape people.
I am just like, holy shit. I'm going to, like, you know, start sounding like you. The doctor said my voice would probably get deeper. Like, oh, great.
Oh, my God. You could play Ursula.
Okay, listen. I would be a fierce Ursula. Let's not even kid. I'd be damn good at it. But also, I've debated doing drag. Here's the thing. I don't want to shave or actually doing any work, so that's why I would never drag. But if I was ever going to do drag, I really would love to do drag as a handmaid from Handmaid's Tale. So, I'm just saying, do either of you watch that show?
No.
Lydia is super into it. I watched the first season and read the book, but once it got past that, I was kind of like, I don't enjoy this.
Oh my god.
This seems like hell.
Oh, it is hell, and it's amazing. The third season is probably their best so far. It's good to finally
also,
see women
I don't
in
like...
their place. And
well, I don't like the bitch who plays the lead character because she's a huge Scientologist.
Oh, fuck. Why'd you have to ruin her for me?
Sorry, apparently Scientology's like they're trying to hook her and Tom Cruise up because he's lonely.
Oh god.
And they won't let him fuck men like he
wants.
Well,
he is only lonely because he is too short to look anyone in the eye.
he could Kevin Hart.
Well, yeah, I'd fuck Kevin Hart. he's a little nugget.
I don't find him funny.
What?
I don't think he's that funny.
Nothing to do with being funny. He's short.
Oh, I know.
You know, why do I fuck most people? I mean, it is a wide
because
reason.
You're depressed.
Oh, fucking yes, I am. Let me tell you, fucking everyone on this podcast knows very well what depression is, and it is our bitch, or we are its bitch. So,
hello, darkness, my old friend.
Yeah, you know. Don't make suicide jokes unless you're serious.
And if you are, please seek help. But if you're not, I'm calling your bluff.
And if you're Rob Alvey, anyways.
If you're Rob Alvey, I'll help.
Assisted suicide is still illegal in most states, so do your research.
I'll Kevorkian the shit out of you, Rob. Just give me the word.
Suicide if they don't know it's coming? No.
That's how I'd want to do it. I'm like, hey, I want to die, but I don't want to know it's about to happen, so just... Get
oh my gosh,
time.
When the only reason you're alive is because you don't want to hurt the people around you.
Well, I want to pull them into the game and help.
Oh my god. Okay, but we do need to start wrapping this up and getting out of here. But before we do, we should probably have our final thoughts. So, Muscle Daddy, what's your final thought? Although, I have a rule. This week, your final thought cannot have anything to do with duck boats. Or dead children, or eating zoo animals, or animals of any kind.
He's like, oh shit, I gotta reevaluate everything.
uh, I think your fetishes are starting to show, Muscle Daddy.
Yeah, they really are. That's the... Damn.
He's like, shit,
He's defeated. That was the most defeated I've ever heard.
Like, you've broken me. I just... I don't know what to talk about now. I got nothing. I got nothing without dead children and zoo animals.
Is that your final thought, that without dead children?
I'm a broken human being. No, okay, I got something. So, my dad and stepmom went on a big trip to Italy and all that. And they were sending me pictures. They went to the Vatican. And they were sending me pictures. And my dad sends me this picture, and it's like him smiling with a thumbs up next to the mummified remains of a pope. And I was like, my God. This is the most I've ever liked my dad.
He's like, I love dead clergymen.
I want to go to the Vatican so bad, just because I want to see if I can find the room where all the chained up boys
are. Yeah, I was there and I looked for it, but I couldn't find it.
Oh man, I want to find it, because you know.
I guarantee you I could find it.
If, you know, if you find the room, you become Pope?
Is that how it happens?
That is. Well, you have to rape three of them.
You find the room as you become Pope as long as you're willing to play along. Otherwise, you just disappear or get transferred.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here is the book of all of the bad stuff we've done. Oh, Christ.
Y'all been wondering what happened.
Oh, my God.
Y'all been wondering what happened to Haley Joel Osment. He visited the Vatican. That's why he is the way he is now.
See, that's the thing. If you're gonna molest children, get a position in a church.
Seriously. Okay.
How many youth ministers are finger-popping 14-year-olds?
Dude, literally, I have a former youth minister of mine. Actually, I have two. Two former youth ministers of mine are serving prison time right now for child porn and one for rape of a child under 14.
Jesus Christ.
Two. So...
But to summarize, what I'm saying is tomatoes are definitely vegetables. Ducky, what are your final thoughts?
You always do this to me. You end your final thought fucking crazy, and I lost track of what I was going to say. Tomatoes are not vegetables.
I'll fight on that. I think they're vegetables.
They have.
I know they're not, but...
I agree that I wish they were. The little kid in me wishes that they were, because they taste like fucking vegetables, but I hate tomatoes.
Alright, well, that was your final thought. Slater.
Yes, my final thought is no tomatoes. Slater, what are your final thoughts?
Wow, that really is your final thought. Fuck. you give up easy. God damn, you're such a bitch. I did want to put my dick in you, but now I'm having second thoughts.
Yeah, Slater, if you want him, it don't take much.
Well, you know, a few beers.
Like two.
Not even that. You can just push on him a little bit. Come on.
Come on. If that was true, I'd have a very different story from Hollywood Nights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, never ended up getting as drunk as I wanted to.
You all wonder why I didn't come.
No, it's because I wasn't able to drink. It's probably good, Ducky, because you'd have to have a really interesting conversation with your fiancé. Or
yeah.
Just say nothing, you know? What they don't know gives them HIV. And... I do not have HIV. I feel like I need to state that for all the weird emails I'm going to get now.
Well, that's odd. That man screaming at Pride told me all gays had HIV.
Well, all of them that he slept with. Oh, Lord. We are not, you know, HIV phobic, whatever. You know, zero viral load and whatever. I don't know. My final thought is actually about Ducky. Now, Ducky, why are you denying all of my inappropriate sexual advances against Carly?
Because I am a believer in the sanctity of a relationship, I suppose.
I said, yeah, but I think you should let her make that choice. If I decide I want to fuck her to make you feel awkward, I should be able to do that.
You... Go right ahead and try, and we'll see how far that gets.
Listen, my dick reaches pretty far. So,
God, if it can reach all the way from you to here, I mean, fuck, I'll let you.
Remember that glory hole? That was me. I was sitting in my living room, motherfucker.
That was actually when he was bedridden.
Yep. Oh my gosh. I always thought if you had like a truly, truly long dick, just it would be awful if you literally had to like reel it in. Like you had to like have a reel. Like, oh man, that would be
roll it up and put a pin in it.
Exactly. It would be lovely. But you know what, guys? It has been great for this very informal episode of Ride This One, because we're always so formal. Mm-hmm. Before we get out of here, you all need to know how to get the fuck a hold of us. So, Ducky, where can they find you on the internet?
You can find me on Twitter at RTODucky. What about you, Muscle Daddy? Where can they find you?
You can find me at RTO Muscle Daddy on Twitter. You can also find me if you look under your children's beds. Slater, where can we find you?
Well, you can find me at RTO Slater. And you can find Goliath at RTO Goliath. And, of course, we have a show Twitter at Ride This One.
You can also find Goliath at the Golden Corral.
Yes, you can. He lives there.
You can also get a hold of us on our phone number, which we still have for some reason. It's 26-RIDE-THIS, 267-433-8447, if I remember correctly.
Call or text, motherfuckers. And you have to mention Golden Corral, and I just got this image of Goliath hunched over like the thing of fried chicken, breathing heavy, his sweat just dripping on the fried chicken.
Ugh. Sir, you have to take that back to your table.
No.
This is my table.
I paid my money. It is all I can eat.
Well, sir, you've been here for 3 days.
Well, sir, you can also find us at our website, ridethisone.com. But you know what? Tune in next week. We will have Lydia Driver, Jordan's, or Muscle Daddy's new wife. And we are going to get down to the mysteries of Jordan's asshole and dick size. We're gonna find out an answer once and for all. And if
it's
she
between
doesn't
2 and 12 inches.
Well, you know, nothing's wrong with a micro penis. There's something very wrong with a micro penis. And
Trump 2020.
There you go. But you know what? Until next time, guys. Muscle Daddy, give me that mustache ride.
Molest!
I just want to see that Muscle Daddy dick.
That muscle dick.
Ride This One Podcast. If you want family friendly, go listen to Coaster Fucking Radio.
Well, that's embarrassing.